Jill Minland's 6-year-old daughter, Maya, has severe food allergies.
Being a parent of a kid with as many food allergies as Maya has is very stressful and difficult. It adds an extra level or layer to everything that we do that other people just don't experience.
Peanut and nut allergies are not the most common, but the most severe of all food allergies. For reasons unknown, the allergy has been rapidly increasing in children, particularly in the industrialized world. Allergist Dr. Scott Schischerer.
Is it because children are getting peanut earlier in the diet, maybe later in their diet? Maybe it's whether mothers are eating peanut during pregnancy and breastfeeding, or maybe it's just something about our current environment.
Researcher Mohammed Adna at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University believes he's found a way to eliminate allergens from peanuts after harvesting.
The farmer can go on and produce whatever they produce now. We remove the allergen through processing rather than breeding of the peanut itself.
Initial reports are positive, but the processed peanuts have not yet been tested on humans. At the University of Florida, food researcher Maria Gallo is trying to grow peanuts without the proteins that trigger most allergic reactions.
So if we could disarm or eliminate these proteins, then we would reduce the number of people who were allergic to peanuts significantly.
Finally, at the Duke University Medical Center in North Carolina, a different approach to the problems presented by peanut allergies.
You ready?
And what we're doing is counterintuitive to what we've told them before. We've always asked them not to ingest this.
Dr. Wesley Burks is actually giving small, increasing amounts of peanut powder to allergic subjects.
Our goals in treatment are the desensitization to make them less sensitive and also to make their peanut allergy grow away. And what we're seeing is that they really are less sensitive to peanut. They accidentally have a bite of something with peanut in it. They're not reacting.
Other food allergies to milk and eggs are more common, but not as severe. In the United States alone, there are an estimated 125 food allergy deaths a year. Most are blamed on peanuts. Paul Sisko, VOA News.